From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome into another edition of Panthers Insider right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Doug Plagans here with you talking all things Florida Panthers hockey over the course of the next hour. And we've got a big show to come your way because we've got a big game coming your way tonight. We've got some big home games coming up this week as well. Lots to get to here over the course of the hour. But coming up tonight, Panthers and the Chicago Blackhawks. That's the first order of business. The Panthers will play Chicago for the first of two total matchups this season. They'll see each other again in about 8 days at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. But tonight, it's the Panthers and the Blackhawks, 8 o'clock Eastern, right here in the Windy City. I'm coming to you live from Chicago right now. So the Panthers and the Blackhawks tonight at 8. We're on the air with Panthers Preview at 7:30. And you can catch us, if you're in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, on AM 790 tonight. Panthers and the Blackhawks, Panthers first look at Connor Bedard, the highly touted prospect, first overall pick, one of the most hyped prospects, probably the most hyped prospect we've seen in the National Hockey League since Connor McDavid. There haven't been many guys that have come in with the hype, with the fanfare of Connor Bedard. He's delivered early on and certainly looks the part for Chicago, a team that is in a transition, is in a rebuild, but that rebuild got put into overdrive when the lottery fell their way and they found out they were going to get that first pick. They took Connor Bedard, and that's certainly a big piece to build around in the years to come. So the Panthers and the Blackhawks tonight, again, an 8 o'clock faceoff. The Panthers will be back home to take on Columbus 7 o'clock on Monday. They'll take on the Columbus Blue Jackets on Monday evening at 7. We hope to see you out at Amerant Bank Arena for that. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. As I always say, if you want to go to one game or all the games by yourself or with all your friends, we can sort something out that works for you. The Panthers will be in Washington for a quick one-game road trip Wednesday at 7:30, then back home for a couple of more at home. The Panthers will have the Carolina Hurricanes at Amerant Bank Arena Friday at 7. And then a week from tomorrow, the Panthers will play Chicago again for a matinee game. So again, FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com to get all your tickets. That's a look at the games that are coming up. The Panthers will wrap up this three-game road trip in Chicago tonight. And coming up in a few moments, we're going to talk a little bit about the Panthers' victory over Detroit a couple of nights ago. The Panthers, a nice 2-0 win on the road over the Red Wings. Big Atlantic Division victory. That was Thursday night. We'll talk about that coming up here in just a few moments. We've got some sound coming your way from Gus Forsling of the Panthers, as well as Panthers head coach Paul Maurice. They spoke to the media after practice yesterday, so we'll get to that coming up here. Also, some highlights from Thursday's win over the Red Wings. Later on in the hour, a chat that I had a couple of days back with Panthers goaltender Sergei Bobrovsky. We'll hear that coming up before the end of the hour. And next segment, John Weidman, the longtime radio voice of the Chicago Blackhawks, he's going to stop by. We'll talk a little bit about the matchup tonight. We'll get his keys from the Chicago perspective. We'll find out more about Connor Bedard, what it's been like seeing him day to day as he begins his NHL journey, and a guy who figures to be a superstar and a cornerstone player, not just for Chicago, but for the National Hockey League for the next number of years to come. So again, lots to get to over the course of the hour here. And folks, the Panthers getting the season going. Group ticket packages for this season, they're on sale now. Organize your next outing at Amerant Bank Arena. Celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Panthers with friends, coworkers, or family at a Panthers game this season. Secure your exclusive fan experience today. FloridaPanthers.com/groups. And remember, folks, sign up now for the Florida Panthers Foundation's 4th annual Stash Dash 5K. That is presented by Baptist Health Cancer Care. Coming up on November 18th at Amerant Bank Arena. Get those running shoes ready and help raise money for a great cause. Go to PanthersFoundation.org for more information. Panthers in Chicago tonight. We'll talk about that more coming up here in just a couple of moments. But first, let's relive the victory the Panthers had in Detroit back on Thursday night. Here are the highlights as they aired on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Into the final minute of play we go here in the second. Mikkola, Lawrence, left side, heads in, left circle shot, and Reimer had to bounce away. It's loose, poked it, they score! And Ryan Lomberg was crashing in, not sure if he got a piece of it, or if it went off that bounce. Stephen Lawrence put it on net. If it's Stephen Lawrence's goal, it's his first as a Panther, and what a time to get it. 51.1 seconds to go in the second, and the strike first. Here on the near side, Lundell. He'll give to Tkachuk, who's tied up on the near wall. Panthers keep it in. Lundell, a shot on the empty net. He scores. And Anton Lundell buries it on the empty net. And the Panthers take a 2-0 lead with 1:12 to play in the third. And that'll send all the Red Wings fans to the exits here at Little Caesars Arena.
And that was all it took. The Panthers a couple of goals back on Thursday. One was an empty netter late that, as I mentioned there, it sent everyone to the exits. As soon as that puck went in the net, as soon as Anton Lundell scored that empty net goal, the place emptied out. And for the Panthers, that was a pleasant sight because they were the road team. And the Panthers picked up a victory. And the Panthers now, where they currently sit, going into tonight's game against the Chicago Blackhawks and getting out all the info here, the Panthers 5-3-1. You throw out those first two games of the season, the Panthers, remember, they started 0-2-0 on the road. Now 5-1-1 in their last seven. That's points in six of seven games. And doing a lot of things well. And you look at who the Panthers have been without recently. Obviously haven't had Aaron Ekblad and Brandon Montour yet this season. Sam Bennett returned back on Monday against Boston, left that game, and now looks like he could miss a little bit here. But the Panthers, of course, didn't have him back on Thursday. And look at who they're missing in the lineup currently, and the way they've been playing, they've done a lot of good things. They defended really well against Detroit back on Thursday night. Sergei Bobrovsky was certainly outstanding when he had to be, picked up his 39th career shutout. Alexander Barkov also set a new franchise record, or I should say took over first place, sole position of first place on the Panthers all-time games played list. So a big milestone for Alexander Barkov, Panthers captain last time out. In mentioning that, had a chance to get some thoughts on the victory yesterday after the Panthers practiced. They had a little bit of time to digest that win as they were preparing for the matchup against Chicago tonight. They practiced yesterday in the Windy City. Here's Panthers defenseman Gus Forsling. First, asked him if he liked how the team played in Detroit.
Absolutely. I think, two fair on the road, we'll take that any day. You know, Bob was great too. I think our PK was really stepped up against a good power play.
And you mentioned the way the PK played, but it seemed like you guys really clamped down against their big guns. Didn't give them a lot of time or space from a defensive standpoint. What did you like the most about what you guys were able to do?
I liked how aggressive we were in the PK. You know, we didn't let them set up. We were on them right away. And that's something we got to have to do tomorrow, too.
And you celebrated a milestone playing your teammates last night. Alexander Barkov set the new franchise record for games played. What's it like to experience something like that with one of your teammates and have a milestone like that?
It's amazing, especially with a guy like that. You know, he's such a leader on and off the ice. He's just a pro, you know, and it's I'm learning a lot from him and just trying to be like him, to be honest, on and off the ice, but just a great guy.
Panthers defenseman Gus Forsling right there, and some great things to say about Panthers captain Alexander Barkov as he hit that milestone back on Thursday, but also talked about the success of the penalty kill. They were 5-for-5 in that department, the Panthers were, in the victory over Detroit back on Thursday night, and the Panthers penalty kill 7-for-7 the last three games. So you look at that, not only have they been successful and efficient killing penalties, but they've only been down a man seven times total in the last three games. So you certainly like that number as well. All the numbers as far as the penalty kill goes, encouraging here. And it's helped the Panthers get this record to where it is, 5-3-1. And like I said, points in 6 out of 7. Going along at a really nice clip here over the course of the last couple of weeks. And now we hear from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, and had a chance to catch up with him as well after the Panthers practiced yesterday. And first thing I asked him about was, having had some time to look at it, what'd he take away from the win in Detroit on Thursday night?
Really good road game. Important that you get out of the gate at the right pace. And we were especially good early in that game. And I like their penalty kill because their power play has been very, very strong. And that's a place that we felt maybe the most important area of improvement for us was going to be on the penalty kill. We've had three good games of it now.
And in total, it seemed like you guys really limited the chances of their big guys last night defensively. What'd you take away the most?
They had a flurry in the second period. They got a few chances. We got a few chances. It was a tight game. It was a good road game for where we're at.
Looking at tomorrow's game, obviously Chicago, a lot of the focus has been on number 98 for them. But at the same time, what do you expect in the matchup? And is there a party that's excited to see him for the first time in person?
I always like to see the good young players come in. And there's just been so many of them. Every year there's a guy coming in that... Let me say it to you a different way. It seemed like there was a time that the first overall pick or something like that was going to be a great player, and some of them never even played in the league. And then it hit, and I don't know what year it is. These guys that come in at first overall are just incredible players, and they can produce and compete at 18 and be good players at 18. So I always like watching those guys. I felt our Chicago is one of the teams that we had unusual games with. I didn't love our first game in Chicago. That was early in the year last year. I didn't think we played it with enough pace, and that's that they're a very, very quick team, and their transition game is very, very quick. That's where we have to be right tomorrow.
So Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there talking about the transition game being a big key for the Panthers tonight now as they go against the Chicago Blackhawks. That, of course, was after practice yesterday. Panthers and the Blackhawks tonight. It's going to be an 8 o'clock Eastern time face-off. 7:30 will be Panthers preview across the radio network. Again, if you're tuned in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, you'll want to listen on AM 790 to all the action coming up tonight as the Panthers meet the Blackhawks for the first two total matchups this season. Folks, the Panthers app is the brand new home for all things Florida Panthers hockey. Download the Panthers app today at floridapanthers.com. Stay up to date on all the latest news, videos, stats, scores, sales, foundation updates, and so much more. And the Panthers app, folks, I can tell you this. I don't know that there's ever been an app, a website, anything that makes it easier to find your favorite team's radio broadcast than the Panthers app, the new look Panthers app does. You go to it, top right corner, there's a button that says radio, you hit it, off you go. I know this time of the year, there's a ton going on in the sports scene. Sometimes we might be over on a different station, something like that, but the Panthers app takes all the guesswork out of it. Nothing makes it easier to find the game than the Panthers app. So again, you can always find the play-by-play. It's always going to be our broadcast. It's always going to be us right there on the Panthers app. So download it. Again, lots of cool stuff there. All the information as it pertains to the Panthers right there on the app. But nothing makes it easier to find the radio broadcast. So wherever you are, you can keep pace up to the minute with that night's action. Get the new Panthers app right now if you don't have it all already. It's the Panthers and the Chicago Blackhawks. Tonight, Panthers will be back home against Columbus Monday at 7. Friday at 7, the Panthers will be home again against the Carolina Hurricanes. You don't want to miss that rematch of the Eastern Conference Final. Carolina maybe hasn't gotten off to the start that they'd like to, but I can tell you right now, they're going to be ready to roll for that game on Friday. That's going to be a big one. And it's going to have a little bit more of, some more juice to it. I think we felt that going into the playoff rematches that we've seen already this season for the Panthers, so I'd expect more of the same when it comes to the Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes coming up on Friday evening at 7. Again, floridapanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get all your Panthers tickets. Coming up later in the hour, we'll hear my chat with Panthers goaltender Sergei Bobrovsky, but kind enough to stop by next, Blackhawks radio voice John Weideman's going to join us on the other side of the break. We'll talk about tonight's matchup. We'll talk about what Connor Bedard's meant to the Blackhawks and to the city of Chicago and what he's seen from him, one of the most hyped prospects the league has seen in quite some time. That's going to be on the other side of the break. We're previewing tonight's matchup, going behind enemy lines a bit, finding out how the Blackhawks are approaching tonight's game. Panthers and the Blackhawks tonight at 8. John Weideman stops by on the other side to help us look ahead to tonight's game. That is straight ahead. Doug Plagan's with you right here on the Panthers Insider Show. It's the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Panthers Insider Show on a Saturday morning. Doug Pickens talking Panthers hockey with you as always. Panthers wrapping up a three-game road trip tonight against the Chicago Blackhawks. 8 o'clock Eastern time face-off, 7:30. We're on the air with Panthers Preview, so you can join us for that one tonight. We'll have you covered. If you're listening in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, AM 790, your place to catch the action tonight. Panthers then back home 7 o'clock on Monday night against the Columbus Blue Jackets. We'd love to see you out at Amerant Bank Arena for that. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Couple of home games coming up this week for the Panthers, actually. Columbus on Monday at 7. Carolina comes in Friday at 7. So we'd love to see you at both of those. Again, FloridaPanthers.com, your place to go for all the ticket information for the games coming up this week. But as I mentioned, Panthers wrapping up a road trip tonight. They'll take on the Chicago Blackhawks, a team they'll see a couple of times coming up here in the near future. John Weidman here to join me, Blackhawks radio play-by-play voice. And well, John, first, giving us the overall perspective, the Chicago Blackhawks coming into this game, what can the Panthers expect tonight from a team that no doubt has a guy who's been under the microscope coming into the season and really going back to before the draft, Connor Bedard. I know a lot of folks excited to see what he's all about as his first season continues here.
Under the microscope, huh, you think? Yeah, I think the whole hockey world is kind of waiting for Connor Bedard to turn into a Sidney Crosby-esque type of a player. And I mean, I use that term lightly, but he's his own kid. He's his own man, if you will. To preview the game tonight, I think what you're going to be looking at is a Blackhawks team that hasn't won yet on home ice. They are competitive. They're a competitive team. They work hard every single game, Doug. And I think I'm seeing the same things out of this team this year that I saw out of the team last year. Last year, they finished in last place in the Central Division. So Blackhawks fans are all hoping, well, hopefully we're not going to see a repeat of what we saw last year. Okay, well, some aspects you will see. And the one positive that I can really bank on, I think, as far as the Blackhawks are concerned, is the fact that this team does not give up. They work hard from the first second, the opening faceoff, until the final buzzer. They don't win as much as they have in the past, but you know, they're one of those teams that I believe they know that their team identity is in hard work, and that's not too bad when you think about it. There's some teams that they have a lot of talent, but they need motivation from time to time, and they need that bench boss who can maybe stick the prod in the back and say, let's go, you guys got to pick it up. Well, with this team, it doesn't seem like Luke Richardson, the head coach of the team, needs to do that. I think the guys sense that, you know, they need to pick it up at certain times of the game. They got great veteran leadership, Nick Foligno, Corey Perry, Taylor Hall, and Connor Murphy. I'll throw Connor in there as well. So this is a team whose MO is hit the ice, work hard, try and outwork your opponent, and hope by the end of the night you have one more goal.
And John Weidman here with us, Blackhawks radio play-by-play voice. And you mentioned the hard work identity, even going back to last year. Mm-hmm. And going off of that, how much of that is the DNA of the head coach, Luke Richardson, who came in? Again, it was a team in transition, and it seemed like he was able to really get a lot out of these guys going back to his first season.
Yeah, I think it's the only way Luke knows. And when you think about Luke Richardson's career as a player, it spanned over 1,400 NHL games. And Luke knew from the day he stepped into the NHL, which was with the Toronto Maple Leafs as a number one draft pick, he knew that you can't just go in there and think, okay, I put on the sweater and just go through the motions and that'll be acceptable. He knew he had to work every single game. He needed to work every single practice. He needed to do things away from the rink that helped him to practice well and to play well. He never gave himself any time to say, okay, I can rest here, I can take it easy now. And really, when you think about it, if you have that mentality coming into the National Hockey League, or really any league in any sport, chances are you're going to turn out to be a pretty good player if you have the athletic skill set going into that situation, and Luke had it. So I think the demands he placed on himself as a player, he's now taken that into the coaching realm. He's very fair. He's not one of these guys that's fire and brimstone in the dressing room. He does have his moments. We saw one of those recently where he called the team together after a particularly bad performance against the Boston Bruins on home ice and said, boys, we are better than this, okay? We may not be the caliber of the Boston Bruins, President Fee winning team, but we're a better hockey team than what we showed last night. So I want to see that level of compete in this practice. And coming off of that practice, he made a couple of roster decisions that reflected his displeasure with the way that they played. And in the next game, they picked it back up. They played against the Vegas Golden Knights in Vegas, and they ended up winning that game. Didn't fare too well out in Arizona a couple nights later. They got shellacked 8-1. But the bottom line is Luke got that out of them with his attitude. And for the long term, if you think about the long term with Luke behind the bench working with this team, you're going to see that kind of effort more often than not that we saw in Vegas, where they never gave up. They played to the final buzzer, and they ended up with a win.
Connor Bedard, obviously a lot of the focus on him and getting back to him now. He's still just getting going here, obviously, so early in his National Hockey League career. What's impressed you the most in just what you've seen from him in a small sample size so far?
I'll start with his humility, Doug. That impressed me more than anything. There are a lot of kids that come to the National Hockey League, I think, and I think they think that, hey, I'm the goods. I'm here, and I'm going to be the star and all of that. Connor is so grounded. It defies description. And if you talk to his parents, Tom and Melanie, you can understand why. Because they raised him to be a decent young man, polite to everybody, considerate, hardworking, to possess all the values that would make a kid a good human being, not necessarily a good hockey player, but a good human being to start with. And he's got a tremendous work ethic that I believe he gets from his dad. His dad is in the logging industry in British Columbia. And anybody that knows anything about that industry knows that it's survival at times. And so Tom has been really great at training Connor's mind to, you work every day. There isn't a day that you take a day off until they tell you take the day off. And even then you look for something to do, which Connor does. So that has impressed me first and foremost. And I think the next thing that's impressed me, and keep in mind, it's only been 9 games. The thing that has impressed me next most, if you will, is Connor's willingness to learn quickly. And he has. I mean, if you look at his points, you see that he's got 4 goals and a couple of assists in 9 games. That's not too bad. You project that out over 82 games, and that's on the understanding that he plays all 82 games. You're looking at about a 35-goal season, which isn't too bad for a first-year National Hockey League player, first overall pick or not. So those two things have impressed me. And then I think I'll go ahead and throw out adaptability, because I've noticed that he's been used by Luke Richardson in a number of different ways. In some ways, he's more effective than others. But he's got this attitude where he's willing to take on the challenge that's put in front of him, even as a kid that just turned 18 this past summer. That's the part, Doug, that just it defies description for me. He just turned 18 this past summer. I've got a 16-year-old son, and I think to myself, would my son Sean be able to handle the responsibilities and the pressure placed on a kid that just turned 18 and stepped into the National Hockey League? So to me, he's a very rare type of an individual and player, and we're seeing the initial stages of his career. I think great things are ahead for that young man and the Blackhawks.
And John, I'm sure it goes without saying, you've seen the Blackhawks have huge success. You've seen all angles of it in your time here. As far as the buzz throughout the marketplace, from the time that it was known they were getting the top pick to the selection to his debut, what can you say about the excitement that has, I guess, reverberated throughout this area with Connor being a Blackhawk?
It started in May when Bill Daly flipped over the card that said Chicago Blackhawks get the number one pick. Now, there are a lot of people in the hockey world that think that there's conspiracy involved there. I'm not gonna say one way or the other, because I'm not, that's above my pay grade. I handle radio play-by-play for the team, and occasionally I get a TV broadcast to handle. I'm just grateful that Bill did turn the Blackhawks placard over last. In other words, you got the first pick in the draft. And everybody knew at that point that it was a fait accompli. It was going to be Connor Bedard. So when Davis in the month of June stepped up to the podium and announced Connor Bedard as the first pick, you go back to the night that Bill Daly flipped the card up and it said Chicago Blackhawks. That evening, they sold $3.9 million in season tickets and partial plans. As the month went on, and then Connor was, in fact, drafted with the number one pick, they got another I think it finished out at like $5.7 million in new tickets, either season tickets or partial plans. That's the effect that this kid coming to the Chicago area has had so far. And I think what we're going to look at here in the next little while, maybe this year, probably more like the next couple of years, is we're going to see a lot of those fans that have said, well, Kane and Taves are kind of done, and so I don't think I'm going to renew my season tickets. Well, now they're going to jump back on board because this team is building toward a great future. I mentioned Bedard this whole time. I didn't say anything about the draft picks that are in the pipeline and the kids that have already been high draft picks that are in the pipeline. So the best is yet to come for this hockey team. They're going to do their best with this season and probably next, but in time, the Blackhawks are going to be a real force in this league.
And John, last thing before we let you get going here, obviously tonight, a couple of teams that are going to see each other twice in a short period of time, but don't see each other too much overall, just two times a year. So the season series is going to come and go pretty quickly here. But tonight for the Chicago Blackhawks, what's the biggest thing for them as they get back on home ice? And at the same time, in your mind, as you see the Panthers tonight, what are the biggest challenges that they present in your mind?
Well, I think there are several things that I could throw out there pretty easily. The Panthers, as you know, Doug, you got a chance to call the Stanley Cup final, and how cool was that? It didn't go the Panthers' way, and I was hoping that it would. I wanted to see the Panthers win the Cup. Nothing against the Vegas Golden Knights, but I just wanted to see the Panthers win it. But you know how good of a team they are. You know how they can overwhelm a team. Matt Tkachuk has been a tremendous addition to your roster. Your head coach, Paul Maurice, pulling the strings. Mo is one of the masters at taking a young team and molding them into a winner. And he's already got that now. So I believe for tonight's game, what the Blackhawks will need to do in order to stay in this game is, number one, they got to stay out of the penalty box. Can't take dumb penalties, undisciplined penalties. That's number one. Number two, they've got to be very solid in their end defensively. They can't allow a second chance. If they get first chances, obviously there are going to be some shots that are going to come in that, you know, that's going to be part of the outset of the game. But when you're thinking about beating a Panther team that's got the kind of offensive firepower that they do, I mean, it's not just the top line. As you know, it's three lines that can kill you, and even that fourth line on a good night can do you in. So it's going to be an all-hands-on-deck kind of a scenario, I think, defensively and with goaltending. I believe it's going to be Peter Mrazek that's going to get the net. Peter has had success so far this season. He's been pretty good. He's been able, touch wood, to stay away from injury, unlike last year. And I think for the Blackhawks, they need to kind of take the first period, and by the middle of the first period, have there be no score. And if they can get to that point, I think that's something that they can build on. They might have a chance to win the hockey game. You know, we'll see. Obviously, as I told you and you and your fans, the Florida Panthers are a very good hockey team and a lot of firepower. And if the Blackhawks can stay out of the box, maybe put a couple in through the hard work, maybe get a couple by Bob, if Bob is going to be the goalie, then I think they've got a chance.
John Weidman, the radio play-by-play voice for the Chicago Blackhawks. And I always talk about it. The NHL app makes it so easy to listen to all the games across the league. One of my favorite guys to listen to. So we thank you very much for all the great work and for stopping by here this morning. John, thanks for your time.
Doug, it's my pleasure as always. And I want to tell the Panthers fans down there in Florida or wherever you might be, this is a great team. If you're thinking about going to see a hockey game or thinking about going to see a sporting event, choose the Panthers because they are worth the money. This is an exciting team.
We thank you very much, John. We thank you very much for stopping by. And we've got more of the Panthers Insider Show coming up next. We thank John for taking us behind enemy lines a little bit as the Panthers get set to take on the Blackhawks this evening for the first two matchups this season. Again, it's going to be an 8 o'clock Eastern time start, 7:30 Panthers preview on the radio network. More of the Panthers Insider Show up next right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Here on a Saturday morning, Doug Plagans with you talking all things Panthers hockey, Panthers and
Chicago Blackhawks tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7:30 Panthers preview on the radio network. Again, if you're tuned in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, you'll want to catch us on AM 790 tonight. That's your place to listen. The Panthers app, of course, takes all the guesswork out of it. You can get the new Panthers app. It's got a radio button in the top right corner. And, well, it couldn't be any easier to find your favorite team's radio broadcasts than the Panthers app makes it now. So be sure to check that out. The Panthers will host their Teacher Appreciation Night presented by U Online coming up on Sunday, November 12th against Chicago. Get your Teacher Appreciation ticket package to receive a limited edition Panthers mug presented by U Online. Go to floridapanthers.com to get your tickets. And hey, we'll let you in on tonight's Save of the Game as well. Save the Game tonight. Go to flateamshop.com. Add a free Panthers cap to any purchase over $99. Don't miss your chance to get your own Panthers cap for free. Free cap is the code to use for access. Free cap, the code. The offer expires tonight at 11:59, so act now. That's your Save of the Game, flateamshop.com. Get all the best Panthers gear there. Well, the Panthers and Chicago tonight. Panthers wrapping up this three-game road trip. Back home to take on the Blue Jackets Monday at 7. A couple of days back, before the Detroit game, had a chance to catch up with Panthers goaltender Sergei Bobrovsky. Talked about his preparation for the season, getting acclimated to some new faces as far as the Panthers defensemen are concerned, and a number of different things. So why don't we get into that conversation? Always great to catch up with Sergei Bobrovsky, and here's that conversation I had with him just a couple of days ago.
A lot of new faces as far as the defensemen go. For the goalies and the defensemen, I know there's a lot that goes into the communication when those guys are coming back to pick up pucks, things like that. How do you build that? What is the quickest way to get everybody on the same page, or is it something that just comes with repetition?
Yeah, I think it's a process. You know, there is no shortcuts. You know, there is everybody has their experience. You know, it's just like, as the process goes on, you just things are open up and you understand each other better. You know, with the games, with the practice, we just have to spend with each other time. And that's pretty much it.
And you have a new goalie partner as well this season in Anthony Stolarz. How much do you guys bounce things off each other? For example, during media timeouts in games, you know, if somebody notices something, one of you guys, how much do you talk about what's going on in game?
Yeah, we definitely support each other. You know, I think our position is a big position for the team. You know, and our relationship is also important for the team. So we support each other. We build the relationship. And yeah, he's a great guy, great goalie. So it's a pleasure for me to be with him.
And I know last year, this year. But coming off of last season, how much did the run that you guys made? How much did that really just give you that hunger going into the new season here?
Yeah, it's definitely give us some excitements, you know, some belief, you know, that things they believe in the process, believe in each other, and it was a great experience overall. Even though we lost in the finals, this was we were there, but still, you know, that what we went through, what we learned for that time, it's such a great experience for us.
And a couple things on that. You mentioned what you learned. You've been around the game a long time, but is there one thing maybe that happened during that run that made a lasting impression on you that you probably will carry through your day to day?
It's just the experience, you know. It's just the energy that you face, you know, the pressure that you're dealing with, the circumstances, you know. It's just like, it's tough to put that in words, you know, what your mind went through. I think it's just overall, it's just such a great experience and such a learning experience, you know. It's definitely opens up new perspective on your career, on the things you do. It's and motivates you at the same time, so that your goal, your dream was so close, and we were there. We could reach it with the hand, you know, but it's not ours.
And during that run, throughout last season, the energy around the building, everything was just off the charts. And this season, we've seen a lot of that same excitement with the fans, everything like that. How much do you feel that, and maybe how much buzz have you noticed build from the time you came here to now, for example?
It's definitely, it's day and night, you know, like the atmosphere and the energy what we have and what kind of support we have in the, like, not only on the ring, but off the ring too in the city, you know, and also South Florida. So everybody's exciting, everybody's following the hockey, cheering for hockey, and it's great for sure. I think, the new management, new coach is building the culture, and I'm just happy and excited to be part of it.
And now as you look ahead here, you're coming up on your 650th game in the National Hockey League. Do you pay much attention to those big round numbers as you go, or is that something you'll probably look back more on down the road?
Well, honestly, it's a big number, you know. Like, if you think about it, it's lots of hockey games, you know. It's lots of minutes on the ice, but you know, I approach it always one day at a time, and it's a road, it's a journey. And yeah, it's, you know, every season you start all over again, and it doesn't matter what happened before, you have a new opportunity, you know. It's even if it's good things happen, doesn't matter, or bad things happen, you get another opportunity. And yeah, I'm just focusing on the moment right here, right now, enjoying the moment, try to savor this moment and enjoying the NHL and everything what's surrounding it.
As far as your preparation goes throughout a season, or even in the build-up to the season, because it was a kind of a short summer, how's your preparation maybe different, the same now compared to when you broke in? I know you're a guy that's really dedicated to the craft, really detail-oriented. Has any of that preparation changed over time, or have you pretty much continued to do the same thing in your preparation?
No, it's definitely changed tremendously. You know, it's day and night when I was 20, and now it's pretty much completely opposite. Now at that point, I have to be smart with my energy. You know how I use the energy, and I have to invest all the time and be smart with my decisions. So at this point, I already have a good experience. You know, I know my body well. I know my mind. I still learn about my mind, but I am a little bit have the idea, and yeah, it's, as far as preparation, it's definitely, it's completely different right now.
And the position, last thing here, the game itself just seems to evolve over time, gets faster, shooters get more skilled, things like that. The goaltending position since, say, 2010, 2011, what are some of the biggest differences you've noticed in the way your position's evolved?
Yeah, as you mentioned, you know, like the shots gets more accurate, you know. There is like lots of times, like when they shoot, it's like, you know, you get just a piece of it and you don't know if you have a save or it's like he missed the net. They're so accurate, and if you give the guys a little bit of room and space, they're gonna place the puck right there, and that's demands on the goalies to be also as sharper, more accurate, you know, with the angle, with the patience. It's also challenge us to be a better athletes and be master our craft.
Sergei, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Panthers goalie Sergei Bobrovsky right there, kind enough to stop by a couple of days back, had a good chat with him right there. So again, always fun to talk to Sergei about the goaltending position, his preparation for the season, and how things have felt. Gets going here on this new season. Played his 650th game last time out. 41st all-time in games played among NHL goaltenders. Picked up his 39th shutout in his National Hockey League career last time out. So, again, continues to just pile up big numbers. And, well, we'll find out in a little bit when the Panthers hit the ice for morning skate in Chicago. We'll find out who might be between the pipes tonight as the Panthers wrap up this three-game road trip against the Blackhawks. Of course, Sergei Bobrovsky coming off a 22-save shutout of the Detroit Red Wings a couple of days back. Real quick, before we get going here, before we put this edition of Panthers Insider to bed, let's get through some of the action across the rest of the National Hockey League today. Nashville is going to visit Edmonton, an afternoon game, 3 o'clock Eastern, so that's when things get going in the NHL slate. The Coyotes will host the Jets at Mullet Arena out there in Tempe. 7 o'clock Eastern, Atlantic Division battle, the Boston Bruins paying a visit to the Red Wings. Boston 9-0-1 on the campaign. Panthers and the Bruins played a tight one back in Monday, first game of this current road trip for the Panthers, but Boston ultimately won that one in the extra frame. Another Atlantic Division matchup, Tampa Bay at Ottawa, coming up a little bit later on, 7 o'clock Eastern time. Also, Montreal heading in to take on St. Louis at 7 o'clock Eastern. Another Atlantic Division matchup, Buffalo in Toronto tonight. Big game for both teams. Sabres 5-6-0, and the Maple Leafs 5-3-2 on the young season so far. Matchup in the Metro Division, Washington playing host to Columbus, 4-4-2. Columbus 4-4-1. Washington 7 o'clock Eastern time start for that. The LA Kings will visit the Philadelphia Flyers. Flyers 5-5-1 after a win last night. And the Carolina Hurricanes will visit the New York Islanders. 6-5-0, the Hurricanes. They'll be at Amerant Bank Arena on Friday night at 7 to take on the Panthers. Islanders are 5-2-2. At 8 Eastern, Minnesota hosts the 8-2-0 Rangers. And then 10 o'clock Eastern time game, San Jose still winless, 0-9-1, playing host to the Pittsburgh Penguins, who currently occupy the bottom spot in the Metro at 3-6-0. They're off to a tough start. 10 o'clock Eastern, Seattle hosting Calgary. Speaking of teams off to a tough start, the Calgary Flames, Seattle trying to get back to 500. They're 4-5-2. The Dallas Stars visiting the Vancouver Canucks in Colorado in Vegas. A matchup between two teams that a lot of folks say are the top two teams out in the West. So a big matchup at 10 Eastern as the Avalanche visit the Golden Knights. Colorado 7-2-0, Vegas 10-0-1 as they embark on their Stanley Cup championship defense. So that's a look around the rest of the National Hockey League. Panthers and the Blackhawks, 8 Eastern tonight, 7:30 Panthers preview on the radio network. We invite you to tune in for that. We'll have you covered if you're listening in Miami-Dade and Broward counties on AM 790. Thanks, John Weidman, for stopping by. Radio voice of the Blackhawks. Thanks, Sergei Bobrovsky, for taking some time out for a conversation a few days ago. Great to catch up with him. And again, big thanks to all of you for tuning in. That's it for this edition of Panthers Insider. I'm Doug Plagans. You've been tuned into the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Here on a Saturday morning, Doug Plagans with you, talking all things Panthers hockey, Panthers and Chicago Blackhawks tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7:30 Panthers preview on the radio network. Again, if you're tuned in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, you'll want to catch us on AM 790 tonight. That's your place to listen. The Panthers app, of course, takes all the guesswork out of it. You can get the new Panthers app. It's got a radio button in the top right corner, and well, it couldn't be any easier to find your favorite team's radio broadcasts than the Panthers app makes it now. So be sure to check that out. The Panthers will host their Teacher Appreciation Night presented by U Online coming up on Sunday, November 12th against Chicago. Get your Teacher Appreciation ticket package to receive a limited edition Panthers mug presented by U Online. Go to floridapanthers.com to get your tickets. And hey, we'll let you in on tonight's Save of the Game as well. Save the game tonight. Go to flateamshop.com. Add a free Panthers cap to any purchase over $99. Don't miss your chance to get your own Panthers cap for free. Free cap is the code to use for access. Free cap, the code. The offer expires tonight at 11:59, so act now. That's your Save of the Game, flateamshop.com. Get all the best Panthers gear there. Well, the Panthers and Chicago tonight. Panthers wrapping up this three-game road trip. Back home to take on the Blue Jackets Monday at 7. A couple of days back, before the Detroit game, had a chance to catch up with Panthers goaltender Sergei Bobrovsky. Talked about his preparation for the season, getting acclimated to some new faces as far as the Panthers defensemen are concerned, and a number of different things. So why don't we get into that conversation? Always great to catch up with Sergei Bobrovsky, and here's that conversation I had with him just a couple of days ago.
A lot of new faces as far as the defensemen go. For the goalies and the defensemen, I know there's a lot that goes into the communication when those guys are coming back to pick up pucks, things like that. How do you build that? What is the quickest way to get everybody on the same page, or is it something that just comes with repetition?
Yeah, I think it's a process. You know, there is no shortcuts. You know, everybody has their experience. You know, it's just like as the process goes on, you just things are open up and you understand each other better, you know, with the games, with the practice. We just have to spend with each other time, and that's pretty much it.
And you have a new goalie partner as well this season in Anthony Stolarz. How much do you guys bounce things off each other? For example, during media timeouts in games, you know, if somebody notices something, one of you guys, how much do you talk about what's going on in game?
Yeah, we definitely support each other. You know, I think our position is a big position for the team, you know, and our relationship is also important for the team. So we support each other. We build the relationship. And yeah, he's a great guy, great goalie. So it's a pleasure for me to be with him.
And I know last year's last year, this year's this year, but coming off of last season, how much did the run that you guys made, how much did that really just give you that hunger going into the new season here?
Yeah, it's definitely give us some excitements, you know, some belief, you know, that things they believe in the process, believe in each other, and it was a great experience overall. Even though we lost in the finals, this was we were there, but still, you know, that what we went through, what we learned for that time, it's such a great experience for us.
And a couple things on that. You mentioned what you learned. You've been around the game a long time, but is there one thing maybe that happened during that run that made a lasting impression on you that you probably will carry through your day-to-day?
It's just the experience, you know. It's just the energy that you face, you know, the pressure that you're dealing with, the circumstances, you know. It's just like it's tough to put that in words, you know, what your mind went through. I think it's just overall, it's just such a great experience and such a learning experience, you know. It's definitely opens up new perspective on your career, on the things you do. It's and motivates you at the same time, so that your goal, your dream was so close, and we were there. We could reach it with the hand, you know, but it's not ours.
And during that run, throughout last season, the energy around the building, everything was just off the charts. And this season, we've seen a lot of that same excitement with the fans, everything like that. How much do you feel that, and maybe how much buzz have you noticed build from the time you came here to now, for example?
It's definitely, it's day and night, you know, like the atmosphere and the energy what we have, and what kind of support we have in the, like, not only on the ring but off the ring too in the city, you know, and also South Florida. So everybody's exciting, everybody's following the hockey, cheering for hockey, and it's great for sure. I think the new management, new coach is building the culture, and I'm just happy and excited to be part of it.
And now as you look ahead here, you're coming up on your 650th game in the National Hockey League. Do you pay much attention to those big round numbers as you go, or is that something you'll probably look back more on down the road?
Well, honestly, it's a big number, you know. Like, if you think about it, it's lots of hockey games, you know. It's lots of minutes on the ice, but you know, I approach it always one day at a time, and it's a road, it's a journey. And yeah, it's, you know, every season you start all over again, and it doesn't matter what happened before, you have a new opportunity, you know. It's even if it's good things happen, doesn't matter, or bad things happen, you get another opportunity. And yeah, I'm just focusing on the moment right here, right now, enjoying the moment, try to savor this moment and enjoying the NHL and everything what's surrounding it.
As far as your preparation goes throughout a season, or even in the build-up to this season, because it was a kind of a short summer, how's your preparation maybe different, the same now compared to when you broke in? I know you're a guy that's really dedicated to the craft, really detail-oriented. Has any of that preparation changed over time, or have you pretty much continued to do the same thing in your preparation?
No, it's definitely changed tremendously. You know, it's day and night when I was 20, and now it's pretty much completely opposite. Now at that point, I have to be smart with my energy. You know, how I use the energy, and I have to invest all the time and be smart with my decisions. So at this point, I already have a good experience. You know, I know my body well. I know my mind. I still learn about my mind, but I am a little bit have the idea, and yeah, as far as preparations, definitely, it's completely different right now.
And the position, last thing here, the game itself just seems to evolve over time, gets faster, shooters get more skilled, things like that. The goaltending position since, say, 2010, 2011, what are some of the biggest differences you've noticed in the way your position's evolved?
Yeah, as you mentioned, you know, like the shooter, the shots gets more accurate, you know. There is like lots of times, like when they shoot, it's like, you know, you get just a piece of it and you don't know if you have a save or it's like he missed the net. They're so accurate, and if you give the guys a little bit of room and space, they're gonna place the puck right there, and that's demands on the goalies to be also as sharper, more accurate, you know, with the angle, with the patience. It's also a challenge us to be a better athletes and be master our craft.
Sergei, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Panthers goalie Sergei Bobrovsky right there, kind enough to stop by a couple of days back. Had a good chat with him right there. So again, always fun to talk to Sergei about the goaltending position, his preparation for the season, and how things have felt. Gets going here on this new season. Played a 650th game last time out. 41st all-time in games played among NHL goaltenders. Picked up his 39th shutout in his National Hockey League career last time out. So, again, continues to just pile up big numbers. And what we'll find out in a little bit when the Panthers hit the ice for morning skate in Chicago, we'll find out who might be between the pipes tonight as the Panthers wrap up this three-game road trip against the Blackhawks. Of course, Sergei Bobrovsky coming off a 22-save shutout of the Detroit Red Wings a couple of days back. Real quick, before we get going here, before we put this edition of Panthers Insider to bed, let's get through some of the action across the rest of the National Hockey League today. Nashville is going to visit Edmonton, an afternoon game, 3 o'clock Eastern, so that's when things get going in the NHL slate. The Coyotes will host the Jets at Mullet Arena out there in Tempe. 7 o'clock Eastern, Atlantic Division battle, the Boston Bruins paying a visit to the Red Wings. Boston 9-0-1 on the campaign. Panthers and the Bruins played a tight one back in Monday, first game of this current road trip for the Panthers, but Boston ultimately won that one in the extra frame. Another Atlantic Division matchup, Tampa Bay at Ottawa, coming up a little bit later on, 7 o'clock Eastern time. Also, Montreal heading in to take on St. Louis at 7 o'clock Eastern. Another Atlantic Division matchup, Buffalo in Toronto tonight. Big game for both teams. Sabres 5-6-0 and the Maple Leafs 5-3-2 on the young season so far. Matchup in the Metro Division, Washington playing host to Columbus, 4-4-2. Columbus 4-4-1. Washington 7 o'clock Eastern time start for that. The LA Kings will visit the Philadelphia Flyers. Flyers 5-5-1 after a win last night. And the Carolina Hurricanes will visit the New York Islanders. 6-5-0, the Hurricanes. They'll be at Amarant Bank Arena on Friday night at 7 to take on the Panthers. Islanders are 5-2-2. At 8 Eastern, Minnesota hosts the 8-2-0 Rangers. And then 10 o'clock Eastern time game, San Jose still winless, 0-9-1, playing host to the Pittsburgh Penguins, who currently occupy the bottom spot in the Metro at 3-6-0. They're off to a tough start. 10 o'clock Eastern, Seattle hosting Calgary. Speaking of teams off to a tough start, the Calgary Flames, Seattle trying to get back to 500. They're 4-5-2. The Dallas Stars visiting the Vancouver Canucks in Colorado in Vegas. A matchup between two teams that a lot of folks say are the top two teams out in the West. So a big matchup at 10 Eastern as the Avalanche visit the Golden Knights. Colorado 7-2-0, Vegas 10-0-1 as they embark on their Stanley Cup championship defense. So that's a look around the rest of the National Hockey League. Panthers and the Blackhawks, 8 Eastern tonight, 7:30 Panthers preview on the radio network. We invite you to tune in for that. We'll have you covered if you're listening in Miami-Dade and Broward counties on AM 790. Thanks, John Weidman, for stopping by. Radio voice of the Blackhawks. Thanks, Sergei Bobrovsky, for taking some time out for a conversation a few days ago. Great to catch up with him. And again, big thanks to all of you for tuning in. That's it for this edition of Panthers Insider. I'm Doug Plagans. You've been tuned into the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.